I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Abby's about to give you guys like an excuse. You end up cheating on your husband or your wife. You say, hey, it's not me. Man, I was predisposed. It's my DNA. Yeah. I never had a chance.
It's not you, it's your genetics.
Yeah.
I did this really fascinating interview probably about 6 months ago with this guy named Mackin Murphy. He's a genetic scientist. Even though we both have the last name Murphy and blonde hair, no relation there.
Is this for the podcast?
It's for my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown. And so I found him on TikTok, actually. This guy is a genius. He studied genetic biology or whatever at Oxford. And he does these really cool informative TikToks where he talks about like what makes you predisposed to cheating, whether it's your genetics or your personality type. Like any of those things can make you more likely to be the type of person that cheats or the type of person that's attracted to cheaters, because you can be attracted to the kind of person that cheats. So for example,
you can be predisposed to be a cheater and predisposed to want to date a cheater.
Yeah, you can be disposed to a lot of things. Damn. We're finding out.
Wow.
So for example, if you find yourself, and let me put the disclaimer, if you've ever been cheated on, not your fault, but you could be attracted to the type of person that is going to cheat. And that's, again, not your fault. So if you are attracted to somebody who's really cocky, maybe somebody who is really vivacious in social settings, those are typically characteristics that are parallel with narcissism. And narcissists are more likely to cheat on a population level. So you could be attracted to that type of person. And then from the genetic side, I can't remember what the exact statistic is. I'll have to go back and listen to my own podcast. But I think it's like something like 60-40. Like if your dad or your grandpa or your mom cheated on their spouse, you are like 60% more likely to cheat on your partner. It's bonkers.
Damn. So if you know the kind of men that your grandmother and mother were attracted to, it might say a lot about who you're attracted to, and vice versa with dudes. And if you know that they cheated on different limbs of the family tree, then that might be part of your DNA, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
He's saying.
Yes, that's exactly okay. What he's saying.
And we just had this segment where a girl dumped a guy because his parents died early and she was worried about his genetics and his predisposed health conditions. So you could be on a date, like a first date, and be like, all right, so did your parents ever cheat? And if they said yes, you could be like, deuces, that means you're predisposed to cheat on me.
No, you wouldn't be wrong.
I'd rather find that out even before we go to Chili's.
Yeah. That's my second question on Bumble. Did your father cheat on their mother?
Yeah.
But it's a really great, it's literally something I keep in the back of my head that once I get them about 3 beers deep, I'm like, so did your dad cheat on their mom?
That's crazy.
And also, so if a big fear that people have is that if somebody that you're dating has also cheated on their partner, the statistic I think is like 65-35, there's 65% likely not to cheat on their next partner.
Really?
And 35. Yes, yeah, so the odds are somewhat in your favor. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which it doesn't sound that great because it's like 35% chance that they might cheat on you, but that's more than half of a percentage that they wouldn't cheat on their next partner.
Fascinating.
Do you remember what episode number that was for you if people want to check it out today?
I sent it to Cassie.
Oh.
We just tweeted it out.
Okay.
So you guys can find it on the Burt Show Twitter or Burt Show Instagram.
Cool. Yeah, it's fascinating.
And depressing all at the same time.
So depressing.
Good luck out here.
All right, so it was over the weekend that her boyfriend gave her daughter permission to call him dad, but she wasn't involved in the decision. So did she allow the daughter to call him dad or not? What happened?
Yeah, so they've been dating for a while, and she was not there. The daughter was hanging out with the boyfriend alone, and she asked him, while she was not there, if she can call him dad. And this sweet little five-year-old girl asked him, hey, can I call you dad? And he said, like, in the moment, I didn't want to tell her no. Like, mm-hmm. It's such a sweet ask if you think about it. So he said yes. So then the mom enters the picture again, and or she comes back, and her daughter is referencing her boyfriend as dad. And she's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains what happens, and it's like, can you walk that back? Like, do you continue to let her call him dad? How are they supposed to move forward here when he gave the blessing for her to do it? But mom was like, that's something that should have been ran by me.
Was this like their third date? Had they been going out for a while? Did
no.
they all live together?
They've been going out. I don't know if they live together, but they've been going out for a while. This isn't new.
Okay.
So here's the update. I initially thought I'd let it be since I believed taking it back would upset her. However, a lot has happened since then, and I've been doing a lot of thinking. I decided it was pretty important to discuss future plans with my boyfriend, specifically about the idea of marriage. I felt that if my daughter was going to be calling him dad, he needed to be fully committed to our relationship. However, his response was far from reassuring. He said he didn't know if he was ready for that level of commitment, and this really shocked and upset me, to say the least. Letting a five-year-old call you dad, in my eyes, is serious. It's a bond, a promise, mm-hmm. and a responsibility that goes beyond casual dating or even a serious boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
100%, man.
I know the pain it will cause my daughter if she becomes attached to him as dad, only to have him leave at one point. However, he thinks I'm overreacting. I'm so angry that he is not recognizing the weight of all this and potential consequences. So here I am, faced with having a conversation with my daughter about why she can't call him dad anymore. I never wanted to be in this position, but I know it's the right thing to do to protect her feelings in the long run. He really should have paused in answering her when she first asked. Now I have to fix it.
Yeah, you do. I can see in the moment how you just get so caught up and panicked. And I think the thing that I realized that as a parent, which took me years to realize, is you don't have to react in the moment. You can say, look, I need a second on this one.
Well, you're the one closest to this situation. I mean, so with your stepdaughter, Eliza, like, what if Tiffany wasn't there? And then, like, years ago, like 2 years into your all's relationship, Tiffany's not there. And Eliza's like, hey, can I call you dad? Like, what do you do?
I just started crying. What would I have done in the moment?
Right? That sweet
I honestly
face.
Think I would have been so overtaken with emotion
right?
that I probably would have hugged her and said, yes! But I don't think I could have paused it and said, hey, let's talk to your mom about this.
I know, right?
Initially, I said the same thing when we talked about this. If I was in his shoes, I probably would have done the same thing he did. But if I knew in the back of my mind that I wasn't fully committed to the relationship, then I would have had enough sense to pause and kind of get back to that conversation later.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.